This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Well, there is no arguing, Tommy. If this happened, the person who arranged the special treatment is at fault.
Okay.
But in this story, there are also people who got a massive benefit. And the person who gave them that massive benefit, making statewide news. They got the experience of a lifetime.
Cool.
But may have cost someone their job. So what am I, as the recipient, supposed to do?
But you may not know that this is not on the up and up. You might just figure because that guy has a title, he has access.
You can't even finish the sentence without being wait.
You ain't taking it?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. A couple weeks ago, we told you about a scandal within the New York State Troopers.
Wab.
Several members of the state police, some high ranking, are accused of getting special treatment based on their job at the Ryder Cup when it happened downstate over the summer.
Yeah.
So, an internal investigation showed top brass in executive tournament areas.
Mm-hmm.
There were also reports that some members of the state police used free airfare and hotels that they weren't entitled to, paid for by the state.
Yeah.
It's already cost three people their jobs. They, and I'm doing the quote fingers, retired before the investigation was finished, which is always a great look for being innocent.
And I'm out.
But Kimmy, the most recent retiree did more than just take stuff for himself, according to the story.
That's what happened.
The report says that one of the troopers handed out, and I quote, dozens of free PGA passes to friends and family while he was overseeing security at the Ryder Cup.
Oh, so you had an all-access pass.
Oh, it says free passes.
It sounds like, but they're legit.
You're just, it could have been just access to the ground.
Okay, but you didn't pay.
Yeah, no, you weren't paying.
Man, that is cherry.
Let me say that again. Dozens of tickets to the Ryder Cup. That is not a cheap ticket.
No,
especially where it was this summer.
Yeah.
And that may have been what led to the end of his police career. This man, quote again, retired.
Mm.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
I don't even know why I'm asking you. You're such a selfish prick. I already know the answer. Let's say you took these free tickets from a buddy.
Yeah.
And then you find out that buddy lost his job.
Oh, I feel bad he lost his gig.
What's your responsibility here?
Those pricks took his job. I wouldn't blame him. I blame the pricks that fired him.
The ones that were trying to ensure that there was
sure there were proper people. By the way, they're free passes. They're meant to be handed out.
So you wouldn't feel guilty?
No. Wait. By the way, what were they supposed to do with these passes?
Well, I don't know.
What were they for?
I don't know if he was supposed to have the passes in the first place.
He still felt like he should give them to you, right?
Yeah. And you took them, and you went and had this fun
time
day,
of my life.
And they lost their job.
Yeah, I feel bad.
You don't feel any responsibility for that?
No. No. I mean, it would be rude for me to pass on something like that. I mean, it's a generous gift.
Okay, look. I am not saying you should pass on it up front because, again, maybe if you're a complete moron, you don't understand the conflict of interest that exists here. But let's say afterwards you find out that your fun time led to them losing their job. Do you feel guilt for that?
No, because, again,
if you didn't take it, though.
Yeah, I didn't steal it. He gave it to me, and I'm thinking, like, he pulled a move. We're going to go have some fun.
Well, you just said it yourself.
Yeah.
Pulled a move. Nobody legally pulls a move. If it's legal, you don't have to pull a move.
You shouldn't be fired over pulling a move.
Yeah, pulling a move always gets you fired.
No, it doesn't.
It says in everyone's contracts right now, thou shalt not pull a move. They wrote it in biblical times.
You know what it is? He is a guy who has benefited from so many people pulling a move
100%.
At every job he's worked at.
Right. Yeah, and you...
You what?
Every guy has pulled a move or has received a move.
No, understand. I get that you receive new moves.
Which has also led to the downfall of multiple companies.
She's right. She's 100% right.
Because they overreact,
hey, Pat,
man.
Do you get a bunch of free stuff from work or like get to benefit at all from like anything we do here?
No.
I don't.
But I know some guys who may have worked here before that kind of ruined that for everybody.
The butt moves, brother.
That's what I mean. You ruined it for everybody, and you got the nerve to bitch about the industry today. Let me tell you about something. The industry that we destroyed.
Oh, I remember a 15-year-old bellying up to the bar just fine on them freebies.
Yeah. It was a comedy club.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you pay for those drinks?
Bro, it wasn't
What about
you?
That bar?
It wasn't
with the girl with the big boobs.
Right.
And your boy Moose showed up too with his crew.
This is freeception right here
because you were
getting stuff for free and then just passing it to him.
These guys knew where I was and they would show up.
You invited me. Don't you put me in with Moose.
Moose used
you
to
weren't
show
paying
up
for
with
crap
this crew.
Anyways.
No, yeah, but the Moose would show up with this crew.
Yeah.
And these kids drank like they were going off. Yeah, the Moose crew, they drank like they were going off to war. Soon as the bill drops, man, vaporized.
What bill? I love how you pretend there was a bill. All right.
There was a bill, kind of.
Going back to the initial story, again, a third straight trooper has, quote, retired before an investigation is over, involving inappropriate treatment that they were given working at the Ryder Cup downstate over the summer as security. One of the guys who was running security allegedly handed out dozens of free PGA passes to friends and family for the event. Kimmy, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Same question.
Yeah.
If you took that pass and you found out that that person who gave it to you lost their job.
I would feel so guilty.
Okay, thank you. Finally, a human.
But by the way, what does that do for anybody?
Well,
nothing. You already took the pass. The guy got
I understand you
canned.
Can't change it, but
I feel guilty.
But you should feel bad about it.
Okay, no, but there
I do feel bad.
No, you just said you would feel zero guilt.
I know.
Zero. Your IQ, buddy, zero.
But I feel bad for the guy losing his gig.
Uh-huh.
I think the prick that fired him, I think is a bad
person. So the one who runs the police department. And he, by the way, nobody fired him. He retired.
Are you upset?
But he knew the man was coming down on
him. Oh, wait, but if he didn't do anything wrong, he could have ridden it out.
I would have gone to my union rep.
To get them involved in the scam?
Yeah.
Are you upset?
You know, union, bro, come on. Those boys like to pull moves.
I have a question.
What?
As if you
unions don't pull moves.
Bro, this ain't the 1970s.
Yeah, it was a good time.
It was a good time when they were burying people in stadium end zones.
As the guy who got free stuff,
yes.
Do you feel what's upsetting more? What is more upsetting? The fact that the guy lost his job or the fact that you no longer benefit from that free stuff?
Oh, you know the answer to that.
What do you think?
I think it's the second.
Oh, of course, man. Like, we used to have so much free stuff laying around, man. And it was.
Yeah, he lost his job. It's a shame.
But it was a no fact.
No more free stuff for me.
But it was like, you know, nobody, there was no consequence.
Well, there was. He lost his job.
No, I mean for me.
You just didn't feel the consequence. There was consequence for people. It just didn't trickle down to you. Yeah.
No, it didn't. But I was the old man on the totem pole.
Well, somebody's going to get it, so why not me?
Thank you.
All right, so you touched on something a second ago when Kimmy said she would feel extremely guilty. You go, what am I supposed to do now? It already happened. Well, there are things you can do, because let's say this man, right, he does something to hook you up.
Right.
Well, let's make it more personal.
Right.
I do something to get you a favor. I hook you up with something. Yeah. Pull a move, as you like to say.
Yeah.
I lose my job.
You get the chef.
Yeah.
Feel terrible.
There are things you can offer me to soften the blow. Let's say I need a place to stay. Let's say I need money to borrow. Let's say I need a lead on a new gig. All three of those things, because of you benefiting from what got me fired, have to be coming from you immediately.
So you need three things.
I need either a place to stay, money to borrow, or a lead on a new job.
All right, so that would be three trips to the men's room. What?
No. You're a terrible... Why does anybody ever want to help you with anything?
I don't know. I'm charming.
No, you're not.
I think I'm adorable.
What's the opposite of charming?
Me? But I people like me.
Nobody likes you.
Well, they like me until they get to know me. Is that fair enough?
You know what's funny? What? It's like, you know, the guy that pulls a move, as you put it, right, gets fired, and you go, oh, it's terrible what they did to him, right? Like, they're going to look, if they're looking for a new job and they come to you and go, hey, can you help me get a new job? You wouldn't help that guy get a new job because he just ripped off the place he was working.
Well, yeah, man, I'm not going to stick my ass out of the line.
What really sucks about this specific example, right? A trip to the Ryder Cup is a once in a lifetime bucket list event for any golf fan.
I can't imagine what that ticket costs.
There you go. But I mean, even getting it for free, whatever.
Yeah.
It is a day you will remember forever.
Oh, yeah.
You probably took a bunch of pictures. You probably bought a bunch of souvenirs.
Mm-hmm.
Are you still hanging on to that stuff, knowing that that day cost your good buddy, family member their job?
Yes.
Ha!
It's
you don't want to think about it for a second.
Listen, they say it's better to build memories than to buy things.
Yeah.
Build your memories. This is a beautiful memory.
Built on somebody else's downfall.
Everything is built on somebody's downfall.
Okay.
Every action has a reaction. Okay. With pleasure comes pain.
Shut up.
It's just the way the
life
it would be. It's the ebb and flow of life.
It would be confusing how to feel about it if that person was also alongside you enjoying it as well. Like,
well,
if they're also
was.
Happy in the pictures and stuff. Like, I guess I would. It would depend on how they felt about it. Like, was it worth it for them? Okay. I don't know.
You know, I would love to know, Kimmy, if any of the pictures that were taken by the people that got these passes is what got them busted.
Oh, social media.
Oh,
yeah.
Could be.
Right?
Yeah.
Or if some of those pictures are part of the investigation that has led to this person retiring.
Evidence.
Right? Because if they come to you and they ask for this stuff, I mean, what are you going to do? Tell them no?
So what do you tell the guy? So the guy hooks you up. He loses his gig.
Mm-hmm.
What do you tell the guy? He had a hell of a time. Maybe you were with him. The whole time you had a good time. What do you say, man?
I mean, I'm really sorry. What can I do?
Yeah.
What can I do?
Well, there's nothing you can do.
No, what can I? No, I will ask. What can
you can't give him another great job.
What can I do to help the situation? I feel terrible. Yeah, I mean, you have to offer. You have to offer anything.
But he's going
to
need
especially. You have to offer, especially if you asked for that free thing. Like, it's one thing, I guess, if it was offered. If he went out of his way to offer it to you for whatever reason. But if you went out of your way to ask, knowing they may have the hookup for something.
No, she's right.
You are way more obligated to help.
What if it's family? Because everybody's always looking for the family discount, right?
Yeah. And you never feel guilty asking family for
this. No. And your brother, your cousin loses that great gig. And now you're going to see him at Christmas.
Well, and not only that, if they have, let's say you got nieces and nephews that now
are starving.
Yeah, well, not, I mean.
No, those kids could be starving, Pat.
Oh,
starving child.
Instagram messages coming in. Duffy NWCMF. Nyssa writes us. Sounds like she's on your side here. You shouldn't feel any guilt for them losing their job over something they did. Those tickets were already going to get him fired. You taking one wouldn't make the situation any worse. He was going to get canned anyway.
Well, I mean,
the Tommy Boulay school of living your life with no guilt.
I mean, if there was like 12 tickets, you were one of 12 people.
Oh, it's a dozens with an S.
Dozens. Oh, yeah. So if I'm one of a dozen, why am I taking all the guilt?
Why would you take,
I'll take a little bit of guilt.
Why would you take dozens of tickets to the Ryder Cup? Why would you do
spread
that?
Spread out to all your buddies.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Teddy. Hey, Teddy, how are you, buddy?
Good morning. How are you?
Good, Teddy. How are you?
Hey, good. I think the problem is not the person who gave him the ticket. The problem is the person who got the ticket. Maybe they publicized to some other people. Hey, I got a free ticket from such and such. And then there we go. Somebody don't like that person. And then they just tune in.
I mean, look, he's not wrong. There's a thousand ways this could have gone wrong. Not to mention, he's right.
The more people you pass it out to, more likely that's the reason you got caught.
Yeah.
And if you get this, nobody is ever happy with two. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I got a buddy over here. I got a buddy over there. And then
I'll take five.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, Teddy's right. So, Teddy, you would feel guilt if you were the reason they lost this gig.
Yeah, of course I will. You know, it's just like you got a free pass, and then some reason somebody lost the job.
You've even lost Teddy. How about that?
Bro, look at that.
How about that?
Yeah.
Teddy's taking them tickets.
Hey, Tommy.
Yeah.
Tommy, are you there?
Yes.
Hey, your neighbors dismiss you because you're taking care of the driveway. So I just talked to them the other day.
Oh, you're talking to my neighbors. That's so cool.
Teddy, have a good day.
I remember that, Tommy. Remember that.
Bye, Teddy. There goes Teddy. Real quick.
Yeah.
What was the best free hookup you ever got in your life?
Oh, under the tea?
Yeah.
Probably, I'm going to say restaurants. Oh, so for a while, we got this reel of movie passes to all the movie houses in town. And we were supposed to be giving them out.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm out of town. I'm down in Florida. I got all my nieces and nephews. And I had them in my wallet. So I said, hey, you guys all want to go to the movies. So I took a crew of 12 down to the Regal Cinemas. I forget what movie we were. I think it was the first Avatar that came out.
Oh, okay.
So I took all the I was like the king, man. I said, call your friends. So I took 12 people on a pass to see Avatar at the movie theater.
Hey, Kimmy, you want to go to the Regal Cinemas this weekend?
Sure.
We can. You know why?
Why?
They're out of business.
And by the way, tickets back then, they were like $5-6 buck tickets.
Okay, so.
Okay, so.
Why didn't you pay for
that? That sounds more sad.
Oh. I was the king that night.
Okay.
By the way, everybody got a bucket of popcorn, too, on that pass.
The popcorn is probably more expensive than
and
the
I'm
ticket.
Standing there thinking they're not going to take this. And the kid goes, yeah, sure, okay. Go.
Let's take a break.
What?
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This was the way to make money on the road as a musician back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
The biggest tours, the ones that made the most money, were these types of tours. But it's not that way anymore.
No?
In fact, with a few big-time exceptions, this type of music is having a hard time selling expensive tickets.
Oh.
And we, here in the break room, and you folks listening, now need to figure out why.
Oh.
Ugh.
Well, some of these guys are getting old.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Rock music is not making the money on tour that it used to.
The classic rock.
No, rock period.
Okay.
So historian Parade Magazine, which was at one point the Cadillac of music
magazines,
says that in 2025, only 30% of money spent on concert tickets in America was to see a rock show.
Mm.
It's been outgained by pop, R&B, and rap acts. And even more disheartening for rock fans, the acts they consider rocks?
Yeah,
rock
I was just going to ask that. Like, what falls under that category that's new?
You ready for this?
Yeah.
They considered Coldplay a rock act. They counted their numbers. They considered Imagine Dragons a rock act.
Okay.
They counted their numbers. Yeah. I would consider both of those pop acts.
Yeah.
But
borderline.
But both of those were massive tours.
Yeah.
And even with those, rock only accounted for 30% of the money spent on concert tickets.
Well, I think country's got to be number one.
So I don't know where country shows up here because they just talked about rock, pop, R&B, and rap.
Yeah.
I don't know. And it's also possible that country concert tickets are still more affordable compared to these other ones,
right,
with
sure.
the exception of a couple of monster acts.
Yeah.
Just to put into context how bad it's gotten for rock tours.
How bad is it?
Coldplay was the top grossing rock tour of 2025. Mm. And that tour grossed $465 million.
Right.
That sounds like a lot of money, right?
It is.
That was a quarter
what?
Of what Taylor Swift made on her Eras tour.
Oh, it's like,
does anybody queen. Come close to Taylor Swift, no. though?
I don't know what Beyonce did.
Okay.
And actually, you know what? That might not have been this past year. I don't know when her tour yeah. was going yeah. on. Okay. So, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Why is this happening?
Because your crowd's aging out.
Okay.
Well, think about somebody that loved classic rock like me as a kid. I graduated high school in 1977.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So when did Kiss break out with their hit? I think I was in high school.
Okay.
And I remember kids walking around with those Kiss t-shirts and all that stuff. And that was 75, 76. Leonard Skinner, that plane crashed right as I graduated high school. I mean, that's a long-ass time ago. You're talking 50 years.
No, look, when it comes to classic rock, right. you're right. But every other genre we're discussing here, pop music, R&B, rap, they have had other acts come in and replace the aging acts. Rock, as of now, has mm-hmm. not had that.
Yeah.
So look, your argument about classic rock, which has always been dominant, right. that's fine. What is odd here is there have not been rock replacement acts.
Right, like a big headliner what? That represents the category.
Bingo, that yeah. are touring. And why is that happening? 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I mean, look, I'll be honest. I have a hard time. We work on CMF, mm. right? I have a hard time naming rock acts making new music that is popular right now. And I'm not talking about, you know, like the Foo Fighters. Or
yeah,
like,
I know say, there like, are. If you Google like current rock and roll bands, they list like Green Day as a current band.
All right, take Metallica.
Okay.
Monster band.
Yeah.
But when's the last time they put out new music?
They yeah. just, new was that Lulu, their Lou Reed record? Was that the last one? That was terrible.
I don't know.
They did a record with Lou Reed.
Lou Reed?
It was bad. But I don't know if that was their last new record. It right. might have been. Kimmy, could you look at the last new record Metallica put out? It was really bad.
I mean, you
it
know.
It was so bad they took it off their discography. I'm not kidding. It does well, not exist for them anymore. Right. But you were saying, I'm sorry.
No, I'm just saying. Like, I'm trying to think of like big rock acts.
But
like,
even
that'll fill a stadium.
Metallica's last album of new material is called 72 Seasons. It
okay.
was released in 2023.
Okay, so yeah, that was more
yeah.
recent than Luke.
Mm. Yeah.
All right, I mean, but like, look, if you look at the most popular touring rock acts, right?
Right.
Coldplay, Imagine Dragons, those were the top two.
Right.
So then, for tours, it was Iron Maiden was three, Eagles, Metallica, Springsteen, McCartney, Guns N' Roses were all near the top. Springsteen and McCartney lower on the list because they had shorter runs on tours.
Yeah.
They didn't gross as much. If there aren't new singles, it's harder to sell out those shows.
Well, I just figured they tour based on their legend.
Yeah, they do. You know, yeah.
Right.
Yes.
I mean,
yeah.
that's it, right?
Yeah.
You're just going to go see McCartney no matter what he's doing.
But the point I'm making, not one of these bands I just named, Coldplay, Imagine Dragons, Iron Maiden, Eagle, Metallica, Springsteen, McCartney, Guns N' Roses, have put out their debut album within the last 15 years.
Yeah.
They are all debut album more than 15 yeah. years ago. So why is there not a rock act that is selling tickets that has been established or put out their debut within the last 15 years? Mm. Why is that happening?
There's no
nobody wants
in
it
right now.
Nobody
in,
wants
in,
it.
Well, obviously.
Kids don't want to go to rock music yeah. anymore.
Nobody wants that pipe music.
Like, there's no interest in new versions of it.
Why?
Because, I mean, do you want to hear new music from an artist that...
Oh, no, I
well,
mean
no,
new
he's
rock
saying,
band.
Like, even, oh. like, a new oh, band... A new-
There's no market for it.
How do you know?
Where's it going to get played?
I mean,
we're like, not going to play it.
Well, no, but here's the thing. Like, there are rock bands. Let's go back. Come
All
back
right.
with me. Come back with me. Kimmy, you remember the pop punk explosion of the early, mid, and late
yeah,
2000s?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like that what emo.
Yeah, well, Blink 182, Sum 41.
Okay, yeah.
I'm not even saying
yeah,
emo,
yeah,
but
yeah.
that. But
yeah.
like, bands like that. Those bands got played on PXY.
Yeah.
Fall Out Boy was played on PXY for years and years and years. They're a rock act. They have guitars. There's
yeah.
drums. There's
yeah.
bass.
And like, Blink 182 was on a pretty big tour recently where they were selling out arenas, and it wasn't the cheapest ticket.
Yes. But, I mean, the point I'm making is when rock hits, it shows up in popular music. We forget that Bon Jovi and Van Halen were played on top 40
yeah,
stations
they,
when
well,
they were
had
popular.
A, yeah.
Right?
But so, that doesn't exist anymore.
I mean, no, but it would. I'm saying if there was a rock band that was doing popular music, it
yeah.
would be on PXY. There would be a place for it to go. And there are modern rock stations, but again, those aren't as popular, I would argue, because the bands aren't as popular.
All right.
Right?
Yeah, well, the tastes have changed too, right?
But why has it only been rock taste?
Because it's been around so long. It's ancient.
So, I mean, popular music, pop music has been around as long as music
Yeah, but
has
it morphs.
Been.
It changes a little
yeah.
bit. Like, but classic rock, rock and roll has its own taste. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, it tastes like a...
No, but like...
Raunchy.
Blink-182 does not sound like the Rolling Stones.
No.
Right?
I mean, they're soft. Soft boy.
Yeah, I hear you. Remember, Kimmy, when I look at what Mick Jagger wears on stage, I love the Stones. You can't sit here and tell me Mick Jagger is not a soft boy.
He's not soft. He's very sinewy.
Go home. 252-WCMF. 252-9263. We got the numbers, according to Parade Magazine, for the gross money, touring, how much money was made for each tour. And only 30% of concert ticket money this last year was spent on rock shows. It was outgained by pop, R&B, and rock acts. And again, just to put into context how bad it has gotten. One, they counted Coldplay as a rock act.
Yeah.
Two, Coldplay was the top grossing tour of 2025. They grossed $465 million, which is a lot of money, until you find out that that was just 25%. Of what Taylor Swift made on her tour this past year.
I'll tell you what's smothering probably the rock genre, too.
What's that?
Is country, because a lot of those country acts are basically rock bands. Like
pop, like they're kind of following under multiple categories.
Most of those guys grew up listening to classic rock, and that was their influence. So if you go to a male artist, it's going to look like a rock concert.
Okay, but let me cite here. You keep getting caught on classic rock, and I get it.
I'm just saying rock and roll in general, just that energy.
That sound.
Okay,
that
but let's,
sound and energy. I think it went to country.
But let's talk about sound and energy, because the one thing that made rock so different than all the other genres of music, you know I love R&B, you know I love rap music, it's very formulaic, right? There is a formula to R&B and soul and rap. There is a formula to pop music. It morphs. Rock and roll never had a formula. That's why Rush is able to exist. That's why ELO is able to exist, right? Like, there are so many things you can do with rock music.
Yes, there is.
The Beatles and the Stones have this rivalry. They don't sound anything alike. Country is formulaic.
Yeah.
You don't get that free form, I feel something, at a country show. It's easy to take in. It's easy listening. You know what's coming.
And that's why you lost to it, because it's appealing to so many people.
Okay.
And most people... those things you're talking about, most of the audience doesn't care about.
I understand.
They just want to go have fun.
But now we're on that argument, because you have this idea of a rock show being a show.
Yeah.
I'm here for the spectacle. And
the
I think
energy,
that there are
yeah.
people. But I'm saying, like, just rock bands not existing in general is still blowing my mind.
All right.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Jay. Hey, Jay, how are you, buddy?
Good morning, gentlemen and Kimmy.
Morning.
What's up?
So... at least in the metal community, music is being put out, and it's getting popular in the metal community. The problem is, people aren't going to shows because we've become so clicky.
Clicky?
There's no, like, there is no Beatles, there's no Rolling Stones anymore in the metal community. Everyone just loves their own little niche and stays there.
Hmm. Okay. But, I mean, hasn't that always existed?
Like, there's not as much mass appeal, you're saying?
It's grown exponentially in the last at least 10 years.
Okay.
Like, I love Starset and a few other bands that rarely play on Octane, on Sirius.
Yeah, they rock.
And I'm lucky if I find other Starset fans anywhere.
All right. Well, I mean, that could also be your grading personality, Jay. I mean,
if I had to go to a show full of Jays, I think I'm out.
A Jay show?
Yeah.
Jay, great call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Thank you for the call. We're getting a lot of people. I'm sorry, Cam. I didn't mean to cut you off. Asking us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, are they counting festivals because that's where the rock bands are playing? I don't know.
Like Coachella?
Well, they have rock festivals.
Yeah.
Like, we talked about the one that Nickelback and Creed were doing together that got so big they had to expand it.
Wow.
Expensive tickets for that.
Okay, but here's the thing, right? Like, these rock bands...
they have to tour together, though.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't be doing just festivals if they were able to carry their own tours because you make way more money touring on your own.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So there are two ways that this goes, in my opinion.
What is that?
All right. Either one, rock is a genre that has become so unpopular that younger people have just forgotten about it. It starts to take a back seat. But what's weird about that is the popularity of classic rock with Gen Z and Gen Alpha shows that isn't the case. There is still a want for it. In fact, there was just a story we were watching the other day about how the vinyl industry is booming once again thanks to Gen Z's love affair with classic rock.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Are rock fans a little bit more snooty about their music in the way that if they discover a band, and let's say it's not a very popular band at the time, but once that band gets a little bit more popular, they abandon it? Because they don't want it to be mainstream. It doesn't make it as cool if it's mainstream.
Oh, there's a big group of those dicks.
But are rock fans more likely to do that than fans of other genres?
Yes.
I guess my question is, which would lead to those bands not growing as quickly as some of the pop acts?
Oh, it's a good question. It's a good question.
Because it's like, I like this now, but if everybody else likes it, well, now it's not cool anymore. I'm out.
Look, it's a valid question.
It happened to bands like the Bare Naked Ladies when they were like this hip group, and then they were popular in Canada. So they would play the Marie Midland? Where the
Savages play? Yeah, Key Bank Center.
So they would play that. And then they would come here and have to play the Bug Jar.
Yeah.
Mm. Like, that's how...
Yeah.
And then it just grew and grew. But then when they hit and became commercial, everybody was, done.
Not cool anymore.
But right.
Maybe rock fans in general are just a little bit more snooty about their music.
It's a good question. By the way, you bring that up. It is weird how that happens with certain bands. For example, like, you know, speaking of Canadian bands, the Tragically Hip.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
The Tragically Hip would sell out arenas in Buffalo.
Yeah.
And they couldn't...
Nobody
knew
him here. Yeah.
And it's a 60-minute difference.
Yeah.
But going to Kimmy's point, Miss Chudmuffin is actually making the opposite point.
What is she saying?
She argues, music these days, this is her quote, music these days are such a blend of different genres, it's hard to generalize song and bands into a specific category. I like blending musical genres. It keeps it from getting boring. She's not wrong.
All right, so you got a lot of crossover artists.
Well, I have my girls. They're 13 and 15. Yeah. They listen to pop music, PXY. Yeah. There's two artists right now, and I forget their names, where their songs sound similar to what, like, the Talking Heads sounded like in the 80s.
Oh.
But it's pop music.
All right.
And, like, I listen to it, and I'm like, if you were to close your eyes and put yourself back into, like, 1988, 1987, this would have been played on, like, alternative college rock radio. But it's a pop song.
Okay.
So, like, and it's, I don't know.
Well, I mean, but you also have, like, acts like Shaboozy, who does country music, but it sounds, but there's a rap influence to it.
But
same thing with, who's the big fat kid with the tattoos?
Jelly Roll.
Jelly Roll, same thing. That doesn't really sound like country music. It almost sounds very urban and rap.
Jelly Roll?
Kimmy, the 6-year-old man from Pittsburgh is trying to explain to you what the urban and rap sounds
like. I'm telling you, yes, me, man.
Bro, Shaboozy's kind of like, he seems to me like one of those, how do you put it?
I don't know.
Not joke act, that's the wrong way to put it. Like, it's one of those.
Niche,
he's
like
legit, man. He's a hit.
What's his name, a second song?
Oh,
yeah,
it's
he did a cover of a.
What's that?
His most popular hit, I would argue, is a cover, right?
Yeah,
has something else.
No, name the second song. Go ahead.
Oh, he hasn't, that hasn't broke yet.
No.
Oh, it's called, It's a Groove Thing.
Oh, It's a Groove Thing.
The Groove, Country Groove Thing.
Parentheses, country song.
Are you saying Jelly Roll has rap and hip-hop influence because he has tattoos? 100%. Because I've heard his songs and I don't hear any R&B.
I mean, that's
there.
More gospel bluesy and then it is country.
It is
I don't think so.
It's totally. Look at his roots, man.
Look at his roots. I can't. He dyes his hair.
Doing drugs, hanging out in a prison.
You have said a lot of old white guy stuff in your life. Yeah. That might have been the oldest whitest guy.
There's even like a little bit of Pat Boone in that kid.
The other thing that could happen here, what? Right? Either rock has disappeared to the point where it's never coming back, or we know that all of this stuff is cyclical.
Are you kids that don't appreciate good music?
I'm 40. I'm 39. I'm going to be 40 next year. I ain't the kid you're talking to. We're talking to my kids. It's also possible we are on the cusp of rock music making it back into the top 40 orbit. Like, we are due.
Mm.
Kids still
swing a certain way. Yeah.
Kids still pick up guitars. Kids still play in bands. And again, like, if we go back to the 2000s, it looked like rock was dying then. Everything was urban, R&B, pop music. And then
all of
a sudden,
maybe it's coming back. All right.
I mean, these kids that listen to classic rock, they pick up guitars. Maybe it's just a matter of time.
Okay.
We'll take one more call, 252-WCMF. Mike's got the last word on CMF. Hey, Mikey, how are you, buddy?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
So, Pat, real quick, my daughters and are the exact same age as your girls. And my oldest, she has a huge variety of music. She'll go from listening to the Beach Boys to 2 Chainz. But you talk about rock. She wants to go see AC/DC. Mm-hmm. She wants to go see Guns N' Roses. And
tell her about Shaboozy, bro. Coming up.
She wants to... She loves classic rock. Dude, she'll jam out to literally any music that you throw out there. Anything.
No, my kids are the same way. I know exactly what you mean. Like, I think they have been given such access.
Yeah, I mean, they can find whatever they want in any category.
Whereas, I mean, Mike, remember when we were kids, you know, you were beholden to what your friends listened to and what they handed you on a burn CD or a cassette tape, you know?
Right, for sure.
Yeah. So, you know, you're right. Hey, Mike, I'm late. Thanks for the call, buddy. I really appreciate it. But to Mike's point, he just reminded me of something.
What's
I know
that?
You're not familiar with this band. It was like a punk
band
I don't
know.
I was a kid. MXPX, you familiar?
Oh, yeah, great. It's
what's
the bicycle?
What's their hit?
The bike, the BMX bike.
I mean, it's the first concert.
Oh, it's a groove thing.
MXPX is the first concert I ever went to.
MPX?
MXPX.
MXPX, all right.
It's very late 90s pop punk.
So it's a bunch of angry boys.
No,
screaming.
No, it's quite the opposite. It's up here, we talk like this. Oh. I love this band when I was like 13, right? So the first concert I ever went to, like 6 months ago, I'm tying my shoes on the stairs. My daughter listens to music while she's getting ready.
Yeah.
And one of their songs, Chick Magnet's coming out of the bathroom. I never showed this song to her. Yeah. This was a tiny little band when I was her age. Yeah. I have no idea how she found this. And I have not asked her about it because I don't want to ruin it for her. Like, Dad thought this was cool when I was a kid. But she found it somehow. Right. And she listens to this song to MXPX on a semi-regular basis. I have no idea. I don't know what happened. But the fact that they were able to find that goes to Mike's point. Like, yeah, like
it's easy all right.
It's all there.
Well, it's all for the taking, Shaboozy.
Let's take a break.
And your jelly rolls.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
So, for those who are unaware, the Sabres have been bad for a very, very long time. And Kevin Adams was a big part of that. He was below 500 as a general manager.
Mm-hmm.
He's had the job for over 5 years. He's had plenty of time to fix it. He's been responsible for a lot of important stuff. He handled the Sam Reinhart trade. Sam Reinhart then went and won a Stanley Cup in Florida.
That was one of his big blunders?
Among many others.
He handled the Jack Eichel trade. Yeah. Jack Eichel then left and won a Stanley Cup in Vegas. He drafted first overall pick a couple of years ago. That's not going all that well right now. And as we know, the Sabres have the longest playoff drought in the NHL and the second longest in all of pro sports, thanks to the Jets missing the playoffs. So even if the Sabres miss this year, the Jets have extended theirs, so we're one of the longest in pro sports. Mm. He did not make the playoffs in his tenure. Although Kevin Adams, if I am not mistaken, is a Buffalo kid born and raised.
Oh, that
even
hurts
more. Yeah, I thought he had ties to the area.
Well, yeah, so the Sabres have done this new thing called we only hire coaches and general managers that own homes in the greater Buffalo area.
So they just go to Erie County and put out flyers?
That's exactly what it is. Lindy Ruff owns a house. You can be the coach. Kevin Adams, GM. You can be the GM.
I'll never forget I don't even remember which year it was, but, you know, he was being asked, like, why talent didn't come here. And he's like, well, nobody wants to come here. The taxes. And I remember, but like, if you're from here, you lived here, like, that's your excuse? Like, nobody wants to live here or play here? It just seems like a weird reason to throw out there for a guy that's from the area.
It was last year. In a press conference, he said, we don't have palm trees, we have taxes. That's why he couldn't attract high-end free agents. Yeah. Not because
nobody wants to live here.
So how did Edmonton make the playoffs?
That's a great question. Yeah. Keep going.
All them palm trees they got up there?
Palm trees. Yeah, and by the way, you want to talk about taxes? Go look at Canadian taxes. You're right.
Oh, don't get me started.
No, you're absolutely right. Like don't say that out loud anyway.
It just seems like at that point you would have been like, maybe this isn't the right guy for the job.
Right.
But he's already given up.
They let him hang on. Yeah. So the funniest part about this, the Sabres are currently on a 3-game win streak.
Oh, Jesus.
So they were on a West Coast road trip, and in the NHL, it is bad form to fire staff when they are on the road.
Okay.
So it seems like they had made the decision early on the road trip, waited until he got back. But in the meantime, they won 3 straight, and the team is back to .500 for the season right now.
All right.
So he got fired on a 3-game win streak. The Sabres have replaced him, however.
So they already got a guy.
Yes, they had a guy. They brought a guy in-house. He has previous general manager experience, Jarmo Kekäläinen.
I like the name. That's a hockey name.
Jarmo
Kekäläinen.
We're never going to get this right.
Jarmo?
Shibuzi. MXBX.
Kekäläinen.
Kekäläinen?
MXPX.
Where's he from?
Jarmo Kekäläinen. I want to say he's a Finn, but I could be wrong. He played in the NHL.
Top hockey countries.
He played in the NHL. He oversaw a pretty decent run as the GM of the Columbus Blue Jackets.
Mm. All right.
So
maybe this is the guy.
And he's an outside hire, which is rare in Buffalo.
We'll see how this goes.
Recently. So fingers crossed. I don't know, man.
Good luck, buddy.
You know I love the Sabres. I have been beaten into submission.
Yeah.
You guys remember how optimistic I was for years that I should not have been.
Yeah.
Right. Well, let's give old Fond du Lac Lackawanna a chance.
Fond du Lac
Lackawanna.
Jarmo.
Yarmo. Yarmo.
It's not that hard. Jarmo.
Shamalaka.
Jarmo.
Shamalaka Dugalaka.
Kekäläinen.
Kekalaya.
Mekalekahai.
Yo mama.
Mekahine.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.